Hey there, welcome to A Brave Yes Short. I'm Sean Fink, I am your host, and welcome to the Brave Yes Business Show. If you didn't notice, there's been a couple little changes around here. So I want to talk about those changes briefly, and I want to talk about really the process that I came to make this change, which is actually the more important information. The name of a show does not matter, except it does, right? But the process by which I decided to do a name change is what I really want to focus on here today in this short. And the question is, can I really keep this short? Nonetheless, welcome to you. This is the Brave Yes Business Show, a show that is for creators, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs who want to take joy-filled, bold action to up-level, grow, or pivot your business, authority, and online platform without sacrificing your values. I am your host, Sean Fink, a business strategist and courage coach who has been writing, selling, and building online communities for more than 10 years. And if you're ready to get business brave, I encourage you to apply for a free coaching exploratory session with me. The link for that will always be in the show notes. Welcome to you. Welcome to the first day of the Brave Yes Business Show. So earlier this year, we are now getting close to the end of 2022. At the beginning of 2022, I knew that I needed to rebrand what was originally called the Brave Yes Show. And I needed to do that because I knew that I needed to differentiate my audience and let people know that I had really gone all in on entrepreneurship and coaching and business strategy. I really needed to be very clear that my work was no longer for a lot of people who had been listening to my show for a really long time. Now, some of those people are, and some of you might be listening, are still here and still listening because this work applies to you, and that is amazing and wonderful. Nothing in the content is going to change at all. But, and here's where I really want to talk, this is what I really want to talk about, is the alignment process that I went through to come to this name change. I talk a lot in coaching client sessions about listening to your body, that your body knows. There's so much wisdom in your body when you listen to it. And when we listen to that wisdom, evidence, or information is relayed, and sometimes we listen to that evidence and that information, and other times we ignore it. So earlier this year, I was looking for a new name that would really let people know that this podcast is for those who are interested in business topics, that are interested in entrepreneurship, creating and creatorship, particularly online, but not necessarily. And so CEO came to be because I am closely aligned with a community that is for CEOs, women entrepreneurs who are CEOs, who call themselves CEOs. Also, it was short and like pithy, and it seemed like, oh, this is nice. Everything else seemed long, like Brave Yes Entrepreneur. That's very long, and really long in an image. So I settled on CEO kind of quickly. I was like, okay, this seems fine. But I must be honest that in my body, as I was listening to myself over these last several months, CEO never quite fit. It didn't fit me, and it didn't fit a lot of my clients. In fact, if I like kind of run down the list, it probably doesn't fit any of them, but I'm not 100% sure. My audience does not align with that phrase of CEO, chief executive officer. They are grittier than that. They are creatives. They are creators. They are thought leaders. In fact, they might call themselves many, many, many things, writers especially. but they don't call themselves CEOs. And I didn't really know that. That's not true. Listening to the body, I kind of did know that going in. But I thought, well, I'll get them there, right? I'll get them there. But over the last few months, as I sat with the word CEO every time I said it or typed it, something just felt off in my body. And it's not that I don't want to work with somebody who is a CEO. That might be perfectly fine. But my ideal, most aligned clients do not really align with that title of CEO. And it's not that they don't aspire to, they don't even aspire to be a CEO. It's just not their type of business. So I tend to work with hardcore creatives, thought leaders, change makers who have offers and services that they put out there. Maybe it's consulting, maybe it's writing, maybe it is online programming or coaching. But CEO is just not, it's just not how they define themselves, and it's not how they want to define themselves. And if this is you, I apologize if I have misled you to think that this, this show is just for a CEO, mentality, then, you know, so be it. The content that I've spoken about over the last year, 8 months has been, 10 months. Wow. 10 months. The content is the exact same. I'm not going to change what I'm saying. Every episode is exactly where it needs to be because that is my work. So welcome to the Brave Yes Business Show. And what I want to talk about here and to really stress in this episode is the importance of listening to your body. And I say this to my clients all the time. In fact, I'm constantly putting my hands over my heart in our Zoom sessions, saying, what does it feel in here, in your heart, in your gut, in your stomach? That is where the highest form of business and creative wisdom comes from. And when you listen to it, you can feel it and lean into it. And that's where your power is. That is where your power is. Your power is in the body. It is in listening to what is true for you and then following that wisdom. And how often do we as women and us as women entrepreneurs ignore what the body is saying for the shoulds? That is the message today. If you really want to step into and claim or reclaim your power as an entrepreneur so that you make, you know, really sound decisions, listen to the wisdom within. And here's the thing about that. You cannot get to that place without trying and failing. It's the trial and error that allows the body to know. If you guess what it's going to feel like on the other side, you will probably be wrong. You will probably be wrong because the body will not have had an opportunity to truly get into that and really take it on and decide. So the longer I stuck with the Brave Yes CEO as the name, the more I sat with it, the more I listened to my body, and the more I felt like, no, this is not right. Not that it was wrong. It wasn't wrong. It just wasn't right. And so here we are with a rebrand and the first Brave Yes short that I am offering to you. My goal is to offer these twice a month along with those two longer form podcasts that I am doing already. So hopefully you will have one episode to listen to every week going forward. Thank you so much for being here and listening. Welcome to the Brave Yes Business Show. Everybody is welcome, whether you call yourself a CEO or a thought leader or an entrepreneur or a business owner or a small business owner or an online business owner. Doesn't matter. This is the Brave Yes Business Show, and I hope you have a great week. So happy you're here.